WildTalkRadio.com.
Talking to a radio show.
He's texting me my radio station.
For real?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Can be on that radio station?
You can. You want to talk to him? You gotta talk to him. Hold on one second.
Are you ready for a show where nothing is too taboo?
I'm waiting for like a cop pulled up. What are you doing out here on this corner, boy?
Just doing a radio show, officer.
You're like, you know, I'll be like, you looking for a good time, officer? Is that a donut on your penis, or are you just happy to see me? Oh, that's an eclair, son of a bitch.
The Boston cream pie.
Gosh, that's the Boston cream, baby.
And for the show where everything is fair game.
I want to put my dick on a flag and fly it above my house. I'll fucking do it.
We could sing a song about it. We sell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A. There's our island theme song. We spell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A.
Good thought. Give me your, I don't know, what's the first thing you think of when you see your dick? That's a good thought.
Pussy.
Then put the children to bed.
Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I don't... I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it a sexual position?
Asian Oompa Loompa! What?
Wait for it.
Oh!
I thought the people were going to be showing up to party. Oh, you done them down over here!
And pour yourself a cold one. As it's time for your only excuse to be home on Saturday nights.
First of all, has anyone ever told you that you have the laugh of a drunken schoolgirl?
Yeah, I have, actually. That's what's gotten me laid.
Yeah, I could be playing with myself.
Oh, my God. They're becoming really, really
silly. You sitting down, stand up real quick.
You, I'll be right back. I'm going to go grab a bucket in case I decide to hurl.
If you hurl, you're a fucking girl.
Oh, not the pelvic thrust.
It's time for CB Radio.
Yep. It's CB Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. WildTalkRadio.com. Twitch.tv/WTLF. CBRadioLive.com. I'm the producer, Sir Rock, and joined as always by the one, the only, the X-Course, the intern, Kane. Yeah, intern's here.
Yeah, I'm here. Hi.
He's here. Hi.
Star Wars. Yay.
Yep. Yeah. If you do not watch this play Fortnite, you have no idea what we're talking about. But in case you did, thank you. Appreciate you. Use your code Rocketsack in the Fortnite item shop or Epic Game Store. Hashtag get back partner. That was an experience. Weapons were an experience. It was an experience.
That was some sweat tonight.
Four dudes sitting in a roof. We love that one. We love that. So later on in the program, y'all, we're going to be doing the greater than great debate on slang words from the 60s. Because why not? We'll have the intern's corner here in a little bit. But yeah, my brain hurts from what we just went through.
I understand. I was playing this morning, too, and it was like, I had like one or two games where it's like I got towards the very end. I was like, okay, this isn't bad. And then there were other ones where it was just like people were just sweating about like the lightsabers and the blasters and just camping places. It was bad at some points.
It was something. We should be joined by the Godfather here in a little while. He is on location. He'll be joining us, though. For a little bit, one could say he has returned to the scene of a crime.
Oh no! Oh no!
What?
He's there.
Yeah.
Oh God! Do we need to call later?
No, we're not. We don't need a call later. He's not probably exactly there, but he's in that area corner. Let's go.
CB
school is now in session. It's time to step inside the classroom to learn some useless, I mean, meaningful knowledge about movies, wrestling, music, video games, and more. This is the Intern's Corner.
All right, Brent, teach us stuff.
You didn't even let the song finish, man.
Teach us stuff.
All right, hang on. Okay, so we have three sections of the Intern's Corner tonight. We have our This Week in Wrestling History, we have Celebrity Birthdays, and we've got our trivia for the week for the movie that I chose. So first up, we have our This Week in Wrestling History. So May 8th, 2007, the Ultimate Opportunist Edge successfully cashed in his second Money in the Bank briefcase. Does anyone know who it was against?
Kennedy.
Nope.
Batista.
No. I nope. can't think. I was going to say Batista. Chris Jericho?
Taker.
Nope. Taker.
He took it. Wasn't it Kennedy's briefcase, though?
Yeah. Kennedy had the briefcase, but they, I think, lost faith in him. So Edge
No, they didn't lose faith.
Oh, yeah. There was other issues.
There was drug suspension.
Who did Taker face? Who was Taker fighting?
Hang on.
In that match.
Dude.
It must have been somebody beat shit out of Taker, because that's smart, you know?
I believe he was facing Batista.
Okay. So, right. So at least Undertaker was all beat up and shit.
So there was that. May 9th, 1994, in an extremely rare non-televised Royal Rumble match that was held in a house show in Osaka, Japan, The Undertaker won the bout by last eliminating Bam Bam Bigelow. So they don't always show, or they don't always have a Royal Rumble not televised, but apparently in Osaka they needed something big, so they had Taker win. May 11th, 1985, the first ever WWF Saturday Night's Main Event was aired on NBC, and it was notable because both Paul Orndorff and George the Animal Steel had turned face at the event. I remember George being a face. I don't remember Paul Orndorff much being a face.
No. Well, no, he was with buddies with Hogan and shit and all that. And then I think he turned on Hogan.
See, I always knew him. I always knew Mr. Wonderful as being, you know, like the stereotypical heel.
Yeah.
So,
but I think before wrestling got really big, like at some point he was like a popular guy too, way back, you know, before it really started.
And then finally, because, well, for you guys, it's just about to turn May 14th. Two events happened. First up, the first ever In Your House was held. I do have to say, I love that recently they've done the kind of like throwback for In Your House, and they bring back Todd Pettengill for it, just because, you know, he was always synonymous with the In Your House pay-per-views. And then there was that awful
NXT was dressing up In Your House and kind of doing, you know, that when they did the weekly shows, but they had the PvP theme.
I just remember they did that awful time where they were trying to actually give away the house, and it was just a mass failure.
No, I thought they gave it away fine, no?
No, it was
very,
like,
successful.
I thought it was one of those things where it was like they were trying to give it away, and then like the person they were trying to get a hold of wasn't there. I know there was like a couple of those like giveaway things that they've tried, and it has been special. We'll just put it that way.
Mm-hmm. So, Brent.
Yes.
A couple weeks ago in the corner, we forgot to do something.
We did.
You forgot a moment in wrestling history from a couple weeks ago that I reminded you the week before, but we forgot about it. So we should cover it now.
We did.
Yep, it was the 15-year anniversary or something.
Remind me.
We totally forgot about it. So we're covering it. We're covering it now.
Scott Steiner, it's going to be a three-way TNA heavyweight title of sacrifice between you, Kurt Angle, and Samoa Joe. Now, before you get there, you have an important step tonight as you and X-Division champion Petey Williams take on the unlikely duo of Kurt Angle and Samoa Joe.
You know, they say all men are created equal, but you look at me and you look at Samoa Joe, and you can see that statement is not true. See, normally if you go one-on-one with another wrestler, you got a 50-50 chance of winning. But I'm a genetic freak, and I'm not normal. So you got a 25% at best at beating me. And then you add Kurt Angle to the mix, your chances of winning drastically go down. See, the three-way at Sacrifice, you got a 33 1/3 chance of winning. But I got a 66 2/3 chance of winning, because Kurt Angle knows he can't beat me, and he's not even going to try. So Samoa Joe, you take your 33 and a third chance minus my 25% chance, and you got an 8 and a third chance of winning at Sacrifice. But then you take my 75% chance of winning if we used to go one-on-one and then add 66 and two-thirds percents. I got 141 and two-thirds chance of winning at Sacrifice. See, Joe, the numbers don't lie, and they spell disaster for you at Sacrifice. See, but I'm going to break it down for all you ladies. Would you rather be with me, or would you rather be with Joe?
Well, I think Joe's kind of nice. I mean, you know.
See, you're one of those girls that like romance. I'm going to talk to all my freaks out there. Would you rather come home to me, a genetic freak, to be satisfied every night, or go home to that fat-ass Samoa Joe? See, tonight, we're going to win, and I'm going to be the world champion at Sacrifice. Come on, P, let's go.
Scotty, just like you always say, Big Papa Pump has got your hookup. Well, Maple Leaf Muscle is who you need to look up. Holler if you hear that.
Steiner Math.
Oh, yeah, now I remember.
15 years. 15
that was
years
so
ago.
Awesome.
15 years ago.
I like that he breaks it down so far into math that I think, like, it just inversely crushes itself. Like, math just officially refuses to exist at that point. But I also like the, what do you think? Like, would you rather come home to me or Joe? I think Joe's nice. Oh, you're one of those chicks that's like romance.
Like you do.
Oh, my God. Okay, so that was this week in wrestling history. Now we're going to do birthdays. So our first celebrity birthday, May 7th, was the birthday of internet star and giveaway king, Mr. Beast. Fortnite's own Mr. Beast.
Fortnite's own Mr. Beast.
Yep.
Mr. Beast. He's young, too. 25?
Okay.
26?
25. Next up.
How many subscribers does he have? Do we know? A lot, I think.
How many YouTube subscribers?
Yeah.
Okay, hang on.
Some ridiculous number.
3 million.
On YouTube?
Yeah, it said YouTube, 153 million subscribers.
All that came out was 3 million. I was like, wait, what?
Oh, no, 153.
That makes more sense. Yeah, cut out the 100 part of what you said.
Oh, but yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, next up, she was in Death Proof. She was in Sin City. She's now currently the live-action star for Ahsoka, Rosario Dawson.
You name things I never knew. I know the name Rosario Dawson, but you name things like, what?
She was...
I know who she is. I know who she is.
Alexander the Great with Colin Farrell.
I know who she is. I just the things he named, I didn't know what those were.
She does done a lot of comic book stuff, like Daredevil. And
44.
I'm going to go 40. No. I'm going to go... I'll go 40.
She is 44. Oh, and Rock, she was also the girlfriend in Men in Black 2.
That's something you might have seen. That's something I've seen.
Yeah.
Right.
Who don't remember her in there, but I remember, I know her.
All right, next up, he's been on Saturday Night Live. He also had his own show with his buddy Kel back in the day. May 10th is the birthday of Kenan Thompson.
He's just all that. 43.
Who?
Kenan Thompson. If you saw him, you'd probably recognize him.
Rock said 43?
Good Burger. He was in Good Burger.
Oh, hello. Welcome to Good Burger, Mr. Good Burger.
The other guy.
So I'll go 44.
Kenan and Kel, he was the more heavy set.
Oh, okay. All right. Yeah. I'm going to be wrong on that one. Rock said 43, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
I'll say 44.
45. Next up, one of the stars of Girl Meets World, who is now a singer in her own right, Sabrina Carpenter.
25.
26.
24. Next up, he's one of the stars of the American Pie series, most notable for making love to an apple pie, Jason Biggs.
46.
Really? I'm gonna say 38.
45.
Think about
Damn.
It.
Damn.
The original American Pie came out in, 2000?
Yeah, like 98, 2000.
98, 99, something like that. So add 20-something years to him.
Rock was really the difference. 99 is when it came out. 99.
Yeah. I had some time. Yeah, 20-something, 4 years, and there you go.
All right, next up, he was in iRobot. He also played Freddie Mercury in Bohemian Rhapsody. Rami Malek.
That was a great movie. Great movie.
Who was the name you said?
Rami Malek.
Okay, I don't know who that is. More movies, more topic names than I've seen him in.
Hang on. He was in one of the recent Bond movies. He played the villain in... Shit.
All right, we'll just go 40. Go 40.
Oh, Rock, have you seen the Night at the Museum movies?
I've seen parts of one.
He was the pharaoh. He was the one that was the original owner of the tablet that turned everyone alive.
We're just going to go 40 and call it a night. Sub?
What did you say?
He said Rami Malek was 40. What's your guess?
41?
42.
Before we go on, live on location, it's the Godfather of Extreme Rock Park.
Hello!
Hey,
holy
Rob,
Jesus.
You got your cigs?
I do.
Okay. Okay, good.
I remember this guy.
There's no running tonight.
He doesn't have to go out and get some alcohol or anything. He's all set.
He has a lighter. He's good.
Closest gas station is like a mile and a quarter. Nope, not doing it.
Nope. Too old for this shit.
He's too old and we don't have enough phone numbers.
All right, let's continue on.
All right. Next up, he is I guess, still somewhat current, but mostly former professional skateboarder. He's also been in movies, television shows, commercials. He's had a video game or a few named after him. It is one, Tony Hawk.
I'm sure. God, he's... What are you thinking, Rock? I'll let you go first.
Tony Hawk.
A pretty good idea.
No, if you have a pretty good idea, what's your number?
I'm going to go 49, 50. I'll say 50. I think he's exactly like right around my age.
All right, 55 then.
Rob?
I want to say 52.
You can say 52, but Rock said the right one, 55. All right, next up, we have three more. He's been a sparkly vampire, and he's also been the Dark Knight and a wizard who didn't quite make it. Robert Pattinson.
Robert Pattinson?
Yeah.
33?
36?
34.
He is 37. Next up, the lead singer of Hootie and the Blowfish, Darius Rucker.
Oh, man. You don't like when people talk about Hootie.
You and me, we come from different worlds.
55?
54.
55.
57. And finally, former correspondent on The Daily Show. He now has his own show on CBS, Stephen Colbert.
The
Colbert report. 58.
59
and a half.
You know, you would have had it if you didn't put in that half. It was 59. And finally, our movie of the week this week was released on May 11th, 2001. It is A Knight's Tale, starring Heath Ledger. So a couple pieces of trivia for this movie. When Chaucer first introduces Sir Ulrich in his speech, the crowd doesn't react at first because the Czech extras didn't understand it. Mark Addy's loud prompt tipped them off to start cheering, and that awkward moment was left in because it made the scene funnier. Director Brian Helgeland once said in an interview that he used modern music in the movie to show modern audiences what people felt about their music. When true Renaissance music was used in modern movies, it failed to convey the emotional responses that people had back then to such music. Plenty of effort was expended creating lances that would splinter convincingly without taking out the stunt riders as well. The body of each lance was scored so that it would break easily, and the tips were made of balsa wood. Each was also hollowed out, and the hole was filled with balsa chips and uncooked linguine to make convincing splinters. The nude scene of Paul Bettany was shot on his very first day in front of a crowd of extras. Paul Bettany also developed laryngitis because of all the yelling he had to do playing William's Herald. The first scene of the two knights jousting is actually footage from an accident involving Heath Ledger's stunt double. While filming a later scene, the opponent's lance moved off target, the stunt double was hit in the head, and he fell to the ground unconscious. The entire scene was later used for the introduction. Some of the extras in the movie were actually homeless people from Prague, so nice to see them getting some work. Although Ulrich competes in only the sword and lance events, medieval tournaments often featured six different events, which included the sword, lance, axe, bow, mace, and spear competitions. Heath Ledger started dating Heather Graham during the making of this movie, which was shot on an adjacent soundstage in Prague to the movie From Hell, which Heather Graham was making at the same time. And finally, the knight that William served in the movie, Sir Ector, is the same name as the knight who adopted Arthur in The Sword in the Stone from 1963. And that is the Intern's Corner.
A very, very interesting corner. So, a few weeks ago, I shared something with Rob, and he said we should do something with ChatGPT.
Oh, God.
So, I decided just now to put a scenario into ChatGPT, and it's going to read us back what it came up with. And it's the question was, or the statement was put in, create a story featuring the co-host of the popular radio program CB Radio and how they met. Are we ready?
Oh, Jesus.
And here we go. As soon as it decides to...
Once upon a time, in a small town radio station, there were seven people who worked as radio hosts and producers. They all had different backgrounds and personalities, but they all shared one thing in common, a love of wrestling and sports. Rob Parks, a former wrestler himself, was the first to join the team. He quickly became known as the Godfather of Extreme for his fearless approach to sports and entertainment. Kane Kittens, a young and talented intern, was the next to join. With her quick wit and infectious laugh, she won over everyone in the studio and became known as the Intern. X-Corps Soldier, a medal-loving former wrestler, brought his energy and passion for all things extreme to the team. He quickly became known as the X-Corps Soldier. Lone Jobber, a wrestling fan and amateur wrestler himself, joined the team as a co-host. With his insider knowledge of the sport, he quickly became a fan favorite. William McConnell, a seasoned sports journalist, was the next to join. His analytical approach and deep knowledge of wrestling and sports quickly made him a valued co-host. Big Daddy Ace, a former wrestler and self-proclaimed part-time playa, joined the team next. With his larger-than-life personality and humor, he brought a new level of entertainment to the show. Finally, Sir Rockin, a talented producer, brought his technical expertise to the team. With his skills behind the scenes, the show ran smoothly and efficiently. Despite their different backgrounds and personalities, the team quickly bonded over their shared love of wrestling and sports. They worked hard together, putting in long hours and honing their skills, but also had fun and shared many laughs along the way. As their popularity grew, they began to tour the country, doing live shows and meeting their fans. They became known as the CB Radio All-Stars, and their fans couldn't get enough of them. And so, the co-hosts of CB Radio continued to work together, entertaining and educating their fans with their unique perspectives and humor. They may have come from different places, but together they created something special that brought joy to many.
And that's the story of CB Radio.
What's this she bullshit?
The lies. The lies.
I like that I was second of the group.
Get this published.
I like how Rock was the last one.
And that everything is well run.
I just want to go back to this. Efficiently. I'll go back to this.
Kane Kittens, a young and talented intern, was the next to join. With her quick wit and infectious laugh, she won over everyone in the studio and became known as the Intern. X-Corps Soldier, a metal-loving former wrestler.
Fucking hate you all.
I didn't catch that. I'm like, wait a minute. What?
That was good, though. That was funny.
She was a lovely addition, but then she had that surgery, and, well, everything just went to shit.
I like how we all get along, and yet I hate all, I hate every one of you assholes.
Called you young.
Yeah, I was going to say, called me young. I'm like, wait, really?
I don't know how, why G thinks you were a female.
Will was like, a non-knowledgeable.
I like how I was metal.
Yeah, you were metal. Jobber is like an amateur wrestler.
Amateur wrestler.
Oh, God. All right. So I just ran something really quickly through it. I have not read it. We're just going to listen to it. It's a poem about how the intern Kane Kittens joined the show.
Before or after the sex change?
There once was a young intern, bright and bold, whose passion for sports was worth its weight in gold. She yearned to share her love with others around, to bring laughter and knowledge with her voice and sound. She heard of a radio station, so lively and fun, with co-hosts who spoke of wrestling and puns. She knew she had to join to be part of the team and share her sports expertise like a winning dream. She walked through the door with a smile on her face, excited to meet her new co-hosts and find her place. She quickly got to work with a heart full of pride, eager to learn and help the show thrive. She proved herself with her quick wit and charm, and her knowledge of sports that caused no harm. She became known as the intern, with a voice so clear, bringing laughter and joy with each episode she was near. Her co-hosts were impressed by her energy and drive, and how she brought something new to keep the show alive. They welcomed her with open arms and made her feel at home, and together they created something special that shone. So now the intern, Kane Kittens by name, is a valued co-host with a heart full of game. She brings laughter and knowledge to each show she's on, and the listeners can't get enough of her infectious fun.
It makes
yeah,
it
you listeners, you're like, fucking welcome.
It makes it 10 times better than the ski.
You hear that? I bring shit to the show. Look, I'm comfortable with who I am, okay?
That's just... You seem to be passionate. Perfect. You really can't get any better than that.
I'm glad we did that.
Yeah.
I hate you all.
Yeah, she was the star of that one.
She was, in fact, the star of that one. We'll do more of that in the coming weeks ahead. We'll ask more questions and have it right back to us, because...
Oh, I can hardly...
What do you just put, like, a name in it, and it just kind of randomly comes up with poems and stuff?
You give the details of what you want. So I wrote, tell me a poem about how the intern Kankins joined CB Radio. And it spit it right back.
Nice.
Like,
and apparently got my gender wrong.
Or did it?
No, I'm pretty sure it got it wrong.
Because I can like type anything. Like we can go, tell me about Subway or whatever, and it would spit something back. But who knows?
Tell me about Subway's wrestling career.
Would it though?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, funny man. Go back on pause. Don't you got a diaper to clean?
Wait.
No.
Rock, I've got one.
Hmm.
Let's see if it can tell us all about someone's band history.
Tell us the story of Ace's band history.
I'll do that here. Do that in 2 seconds. This is what it spit out when I wrote the following phrase. Please describe in full detail on who the ex-Corps Soldier Subway of CB Radio fame is.
I apologize, but I have no information on a person or entity named. The ex-Corps Soldier Subway of CB Radio fame. It's possible that this is a very specific and niche reference that I haven't been trained on.
Damn Yarbus.
So it knows all about me, but it can't describe Sub.
Apparently not.
Oh, so you're saying it did get it right by calling you she. Aha!
Like I said, I'm comfortable with who I am. I know who I am. Got it wrong, but I know who I am.
Let's see. Yeah, there's no information about his bands.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's fair enough. That we don't even, or he probably doesn't even remember half the bands he was in.
He probably doesn't remember half the bands he was in. So it's time to move on to the Greater Than Great Debate.
It is time for the Greater Than the Great Debate.
This week on the debate, we're doing 60s slang. All right, let's roll.
Oh, sorry, you cut out there for a second. At least on my end. All right, so we're doing 60 slang for Greater Than Great Debate, so let's roll on with round number one. Our first matchup, Burn Rubber takes on Decked Out.
Burn Rubber.
What now, what is the name of this debate?
60s slang.
Burn Rubber.
Burn Rubber and what?
Decked Out.
Decked Out. Man, I'm going to go with Burn Rubber. Burn some rubber, man. Well, I guess that's more like 70s, but...
Everyone going Burn Rubber?
Sure.
Yep.
Next.
All right, next up. Boss takes on Midnight Auto Supply.
Boss.
Boss.
That's Boss.
Boss.
We'll just give Brent saying Boss. Next.
Boss. All right, next up. That's Her Bag. Kiss Up.
That's Her Bag.
Kiss Up.
That's Her Bag. Her Bag.
Sub, you said
fun
what?
Fun Bag. I picked the Fun Bags.
Next.
Bummer takes on Badass.
Badass.
Bummer.
Badass.
Brent. '60s. Brent.
Billy Gunn.
Next.
Because she's an ass man.
Gnarly Cherry.
That's Cherry. See, Gnarly. Gnarly wasn't a 60s thing.
Yes, it was.
See, I said all this stuff. Gnarly and what?
Cherry.
Cherry. I used to say that all the time. I'm going Cherry. Surfers use Gnarly, man.
I'm going Gnarly, brah.
Gnarly moves on next.
Bro.
Old Man Split.
Old Man.
Split. Split, daddy-o.
Make Like a Tree and Split.
Rob.
Old Man.
Moves on next.
Tough.
Is that,
the Man.
Is that the example they gave?
No. It's a line from Back to the Future.
Oh.
So Tough takes on The Man.
The Man.
Becky.
The Man.
Moves on next.
Shotgun Boneyard.
Shotgun.
Shotgun.
Boneyard.
Shotgun moves on next.
Okay, into round number two. Burn Rubber takes on Boss.
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 Burn Rubber.
And sub, you said Boss.
Boss.
Moves on next.
That's Her Bag. Badass.
Wait, Badass? Yeah, Badass.
Badass.
Road Dog.
Oh, you didn't know?
Next.
Gnarly Old Man.
Gnarly.
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 Next.
The Man Shotgun.
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 The Man.
Shoddy.
Moves on. Next.
Boss. Badass.
Boss.
Boss.
Badass.
Rob.
I'll go Boss.
Boss moves on. Next.
Gnarly Shotgun.
Gnarly.
Shotgun.
Gnarly.
Gnarly, man.
Rob.
Gnarls Barkley.
Moves on next.
Boss Gnarly.
Gnarly.
Boss.
Gnarly.
Ray Trailer.
Gnarly moves on next.
All right, going back into round number ones, we have Bug Out taking on Flake.
Flea?
Flake.
Don't
Flake.
Be a flake.
And Flake and what? What was the other one?
Bug Out.
Bug Out. I guess Bug Out, man.
Brent.
Bugging Out.
Rob.
Flake.
Bug Out moves on next.
In the Groove, Uptight.
Uptight.
I'm in the groove.
In the Groove.
Moves on next.
Dropout, Cut Out.
Dropout.
Cut Out.
Cut Out.
Cut Out.
Cut Out moves on next.
Sweat Hog, Hippie.
Sweat Hog.
Hey.
Hippie.
Sweat Hog.
Sweat Hog.
Sweat Hog moves on next.
Sock it to me.
Sock it to me. Slug Bug.
Sock it to me.
Slug Bug.
Sock it to me.
Sock it to me.
Moves on next.
Right On, Wipe Out.
Right On.
Wipe Out.
Right On.
Rob.
Wipe Out.
Moves on next.
Mop Top, Lay It On Me.
Lay It On Me.
Lay It On Me, man.
Mop Top.
Lay It On Me.
Moves on next.
Panty Waist, Out of Sight.
Panty Waist.
Brent?
I'll go Panty Waist.
That's pretty good right there.
Rob?
That's pretty funny.
Panty Waist.
Moves on next.
All right, into round number two is Bug Out, In the Groove.
Bug Out.
In the Groove.
Bug Out.
Moves on next.
Cut Out, Sweat Hog.
Sweat Hog.
Sweat Hog.
Welcome back, Connor.
Rick Rude.
Sweat Hog moves on next.
Oh, Sock it to me. Wipe out.
Suck it to me.
Wipe out.
Wipe out.
Rob.
Whip out.
Next.
Lay it on me. Panty waist.
Panty waist.
Panty waist.
Moves on. Next.
Bug out. Sweat hog.
Sweat hog.
Bug sweat out. Hog.
What'd you say, Brent?
I said bug out.
Rob.
Vinny Barbarino.
Sweat hog moves on next.
Huh.
Wipe out panty waist.
Wipe out.
Panty waist.
Panty waist.
Moves on.
Wipe out.
Next.
Sweat hog panty waist.
Sweat hog.
Oh, this is a tough one. I like them both. Sweat hog. But I'm not happy about it because panty waist is damn good too.
Sweat hog.
Sweat hog. Sweat hog moves on next.
All right, we're halfway through. Back into round number ones. Old lady, all show, no go.
All show and no go.
No go.
All show, no go.
Moves on, next.
Solid, cool head.
Cool head.
Solid.
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 Moves on, next.
Zilch, chrome dome.
Chrome dome.
Zilch.
Zilch.
Zilch moves on, next.
Duck up, boob tube.
Boob tube.
Boob tube. Boob tube.
Moves on, next.
Hang loose, downer.
Hang loose.
Hang loose.
Downer.
Brant.
Hang loose.
Moves on, next.
Wait, what did you say?
Brant.
Next up, unglued, peel out.
Unglued.
Peel out.
Peel out.
Next.
Laid back, don't flip your wig.
Laid back.
Laid back.
Don't flip your wig.
Rob.
Wig flipper.
Moves on, next.
Neato, flower power.
Neato.
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 Neato moves on, next.
Alright, all show, no go, solid.
Solid. Anyone else?
What do we get?
All show and no go and solid.
Solid.
Moves all on. No.
Moves on next. Solid moves on.
Zilch, boob tube.
Zilch.
Zilch.
Nah,
boomer.
The tube.
Boob tube moves on next.
Hang loose, peel out.
Hang loose.
Peel.
Hang loose.
Moves on next.
Oh, don't flip your wig, neato.
Neato.
Wig.
Wig.
Rob.
Wig.
Moves on, next.
Solid boob tube.
Boob tube.
Boob tube.
Boob.
Tube of boobs.
Moves on, next.
Hang loose, don't flip your wig.
Hang loose.
Hang loose.
Anyone else?
Loosely hanging.
Moves on, next.
Boob tube, hang loose.
Hang loose.
Boob tube.
Tube.
Boob.
Boob. See? It's got boob in it.
Moves on, next.
All right, last sets of round number ones. Give me some skin, takes on hog.
Hog.
Skin.
Skin.
Moves on next.
Five finger discount, groovy.
Groovy.
Discount.
Groovy.
Five finger discount.
Moves on next.
Kicks, blast.
Kicks.
Get them kicks.
Kicks or blast?
Yeah.
Kicks.
Moves on next.
Stoked, catch some rays.
Stoked.
Stoked.
Catch rays.
Stoked. Moves on next.
Scratch, hunk.
Scratch.
Scratch.
Scratch and what? Sorry.
Hunk.
Hunk. give me some scratch. I'm going to go hunk.
Rob?
Yeah, scratch.
Moves on next.
Jazzed thread.
Jazz.
Jazz.
Jazzed.
Moves on next.
Tennies square.
Square.
Square. Square, man.
Square. Square.
Moves on next.
Way out, far out.
Far out, man.
Far out.
Far out, man.
Next.
Give me some skin, five-finger discount.
Five-finger discount.
Give me some skin.
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 What'd you say, Brent?
Skin.
Moves on, next.
Kicks, stoked.
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 Kicks.
Kicks.
And stoked, moved on, next.
Scratch, jazzed.
Scratch.
Jazzed.
Scratch.
Scratch moves on, next.
Square, far out.
Far out.
Square.
Far out, brah.
Far out moves on next.
Give me some skin, stoked.
Give me some skin.
Give me some skin.
Skin.
Moves on next.
Scratch, far out.
Far out.
Far out.
Far out.
Moves on next.
Give me some skin, far out.
Skin.
Far out.
Rob?
Far out.
Far out. Moving on. Next.
All right. Your semifinal matchups. First up, Gnarly Sweat Hog.
Sweat Hog.
Gnarly.
Rob?
Gnarly.
Gnarly moves on. Next.
Boob Tube Far Out.
Boob.
Was that an answer, Sub?
It was a choice, right?
I didn't hear an answer. I mean, you cut out.
Oh, so Far Out and what?
Boob Tube.
Okay, yeah, I was right. I went Far Out.
Brent?
Boob Tube.
Boob Tube moves on next.
So your third place matchup, Sweat Hog and Far Out.
Sweat Hog.
Far Out.
Far Out.
Reb?
Far Out.
Far Out moves on next.
All right, your finals for the 60 slang, almost at 80 slang, 60 slang tournament, Gnarly Boob Tube.
Sub.
Boob Tube.
Burnt.
Gnarly.
Gnarly. Rob.
Jugs.
And Jugs, Boob Tube, is your winner.
The Boob Tube.
Good way.
That's funny.
A good way to end it all. Anyway, that'll do it for another edition of CB Radio Live right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network. Tomorrow night, it's WTS Sunday, Wrestle Talk Radio. They'll talk about something. Figure that out. Monday night, it's the Raw Post Show, 11 p.m. Eastern. Thursday night, it's around 10 p.m. Eastern. We'll be back next Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, for another edition of CB Radio. It's CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter, and the website.
CBRadioLive.com.
At Wild Talk Radio, at CB Radio GOE, at King Kins, at Wade Manson, at Lone Jabber. Final thoughts, Sub?
Not much. That was pretty good. That kind of gives me some ideas for debates. That was a good idea, like, you know, 50s, 60s type stuff. Maybe like some 50s slang or something like that, or kind of like what you did, but you know, like famous movie quotes from the 50s or something, you know. But yeah, that was a good idea. I like that. It was different. The Star Wars jokes one would have been pretty fun too. Y'all have a good night now.
Brent.
Yeah, fun debate. Unfortunately, my Leafs lost, so they're out of the playoffs. Who knows? We'll see what happens with Philly tomorrow night. Producer may either have a really happy or a really bad. We'll find out tomorrow night on WTR.
Rob?
I had fun. Once again, thank you everybody for listening, and hope you learn something. If you didn't, well, tune in next week and maybe we'll edumacate you.
And Rob, stay wherever you are.
For a couple more hours. Yeah.
Anyway, that'll do it for CB Radio Live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. We'll see you next Saturday night, 11:30 p.m. Eastern. Along there was the Wild Talk Radio Network stream live. Twitch.tv/WTLive. WildTalkRadio.com and
CBRadioLive.com. We still the baddies, breaking down the walls, we are far from that. Causing damage, we can have it. Feel the struggle, feel the pain. Nothing's handed, take advantage. Let the whole world scream my name. We got the power, we got the rage. Control the stage, control the cage. We got the power, we got the rage. WildTalkRadio.com.